Tonight we're picking up with what we had left off in regards to Netilas Yadayim for Tefillah. And we saw in Reish Lamed Daled Beis, we had started, maybe Chvod Rav Daniel will go back to a couple of points. And Reish Lamed Gimel Beis, we learned the halacha of Netilas Yadayim before Tefillah. Mechaber says, "Im yesh l'mayim tzarech litol yodav kedei l'spalel, afal pi sheni yodeh lehem shum lichluch." That if you have water, so then in such a case you need to wash your hands, even though you don't know that the hands are sullied. V'lo yivarech, you don't make a bracha. So yesterday we mentioned that one extreme, and there might be explanation for the shita in the prisha. One extreme is that we saw that the Gra and the Maaser Rav is of the opinion that you even make a bracha when you wash for davening. The Prisha points out that the tefillah is makom karbin atamid, so that's one extreme. However, the lashon of the mechaber here seems to be afal bi she'eni yodeh lehem shum lichluch. Even though you don't know that there is a lichluch, nevertheless there was a takana that was required for netilas yadayim. But if you knew for sure, so then in such a case there wouldn't be a requirement. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkat and Tezayin, v'imnato yodav l'tfilas minchav lo asir daitem mishmarasan ain't tzarech litol yodav tfilas arvis. So if you already did your tfilas yadayim for mincha and you weren't misiach das, so then that's a davar pashut that you wouldn't need to wash your hands again. However, or consistent with this, is if you take a look in the Be'er Halacha also seems to point out that the lashon of the mechaber is afal pishen yodeya lohem shum lichluch. However, says the Be'er Halacha, dibur masla afal pi, v'lashon zeh mashma l'chor dafka b'stam yodayim. Aval yodeya shem nikios. If you know your hands are clean, kagon shenatul yodav l'achil rotzo spal, eino tzarech l'netila. Then in such a case, he quotes those who say that you would not require netila. Along those lines, one can ask a very fundamental question, and that is, do you even need a kli? Do you need a kli for netilas yadayim for tefillah? It could very well be that if it's based on the idea of lichluch, there's no need. So the Ksois HaShulchan, was a great posek. Unfortunately, he's not as well known, except for when it comes to halachas HaShiurim, Rabbi Avram Chaim Noah. So his shiurim are known as the Makel opinion, which is often contrasted with the position of the Chazon Ish. But he was a great posek, a great Talmud Chacham, a Lubavitcher Chassid, in a fantastic, fantastic sefer. We used it a lot when we learned Hilchos Shabbos. So the Sefer Ktzos HaShulchan in Perek Yud Ches says that the Chash is based on lichluch. That's a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. He develops it with a lot of diukim from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and he says, therefore, there would be no requirement of kli. It just has to be to remove the lichluch. However, the Dirshu does quote the Or LeZion, that's Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol, as well as other Sfarim say that you do need. It would seem to me that the argument of the Ksos HaShulchan is a strong argument. Nevertheless, the minug is to use a kli. However, what should be emphasized is the obvious, and that is that many people are not careful about this, and l'chatchila, one would be required. And the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is, afal pishen yodeh lehem shum lichluch, and l'chatchila should be done with the kli. Rabbi Yamin asked me yesterday how many times, so it seemed to me that there's no inyan of three times. Three times is a discussion in poskim, whether bathroom has ruach ra. Three times, when you wash three times interchangeably, that's for ruach ra. So it's not poshut to me that even if a person goes to the bathroom, he has to do it three times. Two times we do when you have a chash of real tumas, and then the first time the water on your hand might be tummy, so you wash a second time. All these chashos, it would seem to me, do not exist. And me'ikra d'din, I'm not so sure why people are always makbid to do three times. Regal achas, it would seem to me that once would be acceptable. Just the amazing thing of from Talmidei Chachamim, from our great Rebbe, that Rav Neman Sal Shlita, today I asked him about this. I was ocha to speak with him today about this question about kli. So he said to me, I think that the Rambam mentions that you need to have a kli. So I looked up the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, and the Rambam brings down to wash your hands. He doesn't have to have a kli. So I went back to my Rebbe. Every once in a while, I think that my Rebbe is unfortunately aging, and But most of the time, it turns out, Baruch Hashem, unfortunately, his body is not as strong. But like I was happy to see again today that he had a much more fascinating cheshbon. He pointed out to me that the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos and Perek Vav puts together the halachos of Netilas Yudayim for tefillah and says and for bread. And there the Rambam says, like the Vilna Gaon, says that you need to make a bracha v'al Netilas Yudayim. And then the same set of halachos, the Rambam says, you have to use the kli. So my Rebbe wasn't referring to Hilchos Tefillah. He was referring, you have to look in Hilchos Brachos, that over there the Rambam says that you need to have a kli. So that's what Rebbe Sal Shlita pointed out, that even though the cheshbo might be correct of if it's based on lichluch, but the Rambam does mention the idea of kli. So where would that idea come from? So again, it could be that we said from the Prisha that it's part of the, it's similar to the Kohanim doing, being Mekadesh Yedehem for the Karbanos. Yeah.
I was going to ask, in terms of Kohanim nowadays, when they washing a dime, should they be, is it Tumo Taro or it's lichluch? For them,
For the Kohanim, that might be it might be avoda. It might be that the Kohanim prior to doing any avoda, they have to be mekadesh yad v'raglav. So reminiscent of that, that's why the Kohanim wash their hands.
Numbers of times they would have to, they do it once.
They do it once, right? So that's kiddush yad. That makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's begin Siman Reish Lamid Dalit. Says the Mechaber, these halachos are actually not that common, but there's always something interesting that emerges from these halachos. To introduce, we need to know the following, and that is that once upon a time, it was common for people to daven well. Unfortunately, it's not as common for us to do well, although we could work and grow in it. But once upon a time, people used to daven tefillas chov, and then tefillas rishus, and tefillas nedava. So it wasn't common for people to want to daven a few times a day. So Mechaber writes, the father who wrote spal mincha gedol and mincha ketana, he wants to daven both at mincha gedol and mincha ketana. I heard once an amazing line, and that is that why do you daven? Do you daven because you have to daven, or because you daven because you want to daven? David L. Weinberg told that to me. So very, very, Baruch Hashem, we're halachic Jews, so we have to daven. So it wants to daven mincha gedol mincha ketana. Ein roi lo despal rishus el agdola. So the first should be the mincha gedola is the rishus. Rav Neven Sal pointed out to me years ago that this is consistent with the Rambam's position that the ikar is the mincha ketana. So the ikar chiyu is going to be the mincha ketana. So the mincha gedola, that's the one that he's going to do in davar. If he mispala gedola chov, lo yispala ketana kiim rishus. But if he does the inverse, so then the ketana should be rishus. Avol ein roi lespal tefilas rishus, elm kei makir ba'atzmo shu zor v'zoriz, v'amne b'day to l'chaim b'tefil b'rosh v'atzof, below Hesech Hadass. So this discourages us from doing Tefillas Nedava to this day. Reb Shlomo Zalman was very much not into Tefillas Nedava, even at times when the Mishnah Berurah has sveikos of whether to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, he suggests to do it b'Tefillas Nedava. Reb Shlomo Zalman discouraged to do those sveikos b'Toras Nedava. I can't be marich now, but we had references to this in Chelek Aleph. Either way, that already the Mechaber was discouraging us. Almein mecham ba yafik kriyin bei lomeli rov zivchechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're davening too much. So even if we're guilty, lomeli rov zivchechem, so the answer is to do more chesed. That's what the Navi describes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want all of our karbanos, but he wants our chesed. We should all do what we can to be mechazik in that. The Ramah says, Ein lomer ashrei shekodem minchal kishyesh minyan bebeis haknesses. Ashrei should be said with the minyan in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? Kadesh Amar Olav Kadesh Lefnei Tefillas HaMincha. So us to understand what the Ramah is saying, we need to internalize the following idea. Kadesh is not simply something that's said before Shmona Esrei of Mincha. Rather, the concept of Kadesh is that Kadesh is said when the Tzibur learns something, and then there is a there is a minion that learns something, then they say Kaddish. Hence the custom today that they say Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi after the shir, and they say Kaddish. Why? Because that the Kaddish is supposed to be that there was a Kiddush Hashem Berabim, so on that you say Kaddish. Also, plus, there's one other factor, and that is that the custom in Klal Yisrael, we have this in Hilchos Brachos, in Simen Nun Hei, is that the custom is to say seven Kaddishim. Is that where it is? Either way, we have this custom, and that is to say seven Kaddishim. There's a list of the seven Kaddishim, and one of them is prior to Mincha. So we do two things at once. We want it, we're hitting two things simultaneously. Number one is we want to have a Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei, because you're supposed to have seven Kaddishim, and one of those seven Kaddishim is before Shmoneh Esrei, Aleph. Beis is, but what's the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv is the Talmud Torah Derabim. That's the original Mechayiv. Hence, we say Ashrei. Hence, the Ramah says that we should say Ashrei with a minion in the Beis HaKnesses, Kadesh Yom HaLevakash. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a minion saying the whole Ashrei together. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan, hey, v'imamru below minion. What if they said Ashrei without a minion? V'achar kach ba minion, yomru mizmar echad v'achar kach yomru kaddish. So it would also be acceptable, for whatever reason, the minion hasn't come yet, so to say another mizmar. V'hu adin kishalomdu b'beis ha'meresh below minion, v'achar kach korim b'beis ha'meresh anashim l'hashim minion, lo yafe osim. So it's not correct. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. The kaddish is not supposed to be only with the minion. The learning is supposed to be in the minion. We mentioned Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia. That's where the Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia came from. Where did it come from? That in the time that the Rav gave the shir, unfortunately, there wasn't a minion. They waited for a minion, but the limud has is the whole point of the Kaddish is that it's a limud on Talmud Torah Berabim. The Kaddish is on the limud of Talmud Torah Ram. Hence, they said Ratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael. That's where that custom comes from. So, therefore, the limud should be Berabim as well. However, earlier in Simin Nundal, the Dirshu points out in number 5, it says that it's enough if two or three people say the Ashrei. It doesn't have to be that all 10 say the Ashrei. In other words, you have 10 people there, but just like when you have 10 people there, the Rav just says Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia, so too, if the Chazan himself was the only one who said Ashrei, that would be acceptable as well. Even though the simple reading of the Ramah is not that way. The Ramah says that Elikishiyesh minyan besis kshedeshi yomru alav kaddish lefnei tefilas mincha. But if you read the Ramah carefully, the Ramah is not saying that everybody has to say Ashrei, but rather Ashrei needs to be said with a minion. Although yesh la'ayin, if the guy said it, the custom is even to say it quietly. But really, it should be some type of experience that's a Talmud Torah berabim be'eda, and then in such a case, one says kaddish. So that's what appears. Even though it's not the simple reading over here, this appears in Simen Nun Dalet, the Be'er Halacha in Kuf Nun Hey, says it's even enough if one person says this. The Ramah, we have to wrap up ourselves for Baruch Hu soon. The Ramah says, Yesh Shekosu Shenog Nolom Parshas HaTomim Kodem Asheri Shel Tefilas HaMincha Neged Tambi Shel Bein Arbaim. This is a beautiful custom, and that is to say Karbonos before Mincha. Minig Yofehi. It's a minig yafe. Rav Nevinsel Shlita at times will say the karbanos afterwards. If for whatever reason he wasn't able to get it in before mincha, he'll say it afterwards. Siv beis im shachach v'lo espal mincha. If an individual forgets and he missed mincha mispal arvishtayim, that's tashlumin. Va'omer ashrei kodun tefila shehi tashlumin l'tefilas mincha. This some people are not aware of that one would say Ashrei prior to the Tashlumin of Mincha. That's the general custom. Okay, we'll stop here for a minute.